Good morning, everybody, and welcome to The Public File. My name is Kat Modru. Normally on The Public File program, if you listen to it, we are Entercom Sacramento, and we have six stations. When there's an important event or an important organization, we come together and we talk about important things on all six stations. My guest this morning, you might know him from The Wake Up Call, Gavin Ferguson.
Hello.
And his wife, Stacey Ferguson.
Hello.
And again, Gavin's on The Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. We are here today to talk about Phoebe's Fund and a very cool event coming up called Phoebe's Flight.
Yes.
And I know this is tough for you. I looked at your website yesterday and it was hard for me to look at what you went through. So thank you for sharing your experiences yet again in the hopes of helping other people who might be going through what you went through.
Of course.
Will you start with talking about Phoebe and what happened and why you started Phoebe's Fund?
I will let my wife talk about Phoebe. Do you not want to? You don't want to share the story right now?
No, I can.
Okay.
In 2015, I was pregnant with Phoebe. She was my second child. And we went up to her due date and everything was fine. We'd had a totally fine pregnancy. She was completely healthy. But 6 days past her due date, we went in for a routine doctor's appointment and she did not have a heartbeat. At first, we didn't know what happened, but after the doctor did some tests, we found out that we'd had a fetal maternal hemorrhage where Phoebe lost her blood. It kind of like went into my bloodstream instead. So she passed away very quickly and spontaneously, and it wasn't something that could be avoided. It was just one of those things that happened. There wasn't a reason for it, but that was on August 12th, 2015. And so coming up here, August 12th, 2018, we're going to be celebrating her third birthday with Phoebe's Flight, which is a run to raise money for the charity that we've started since then called Phoebe's Fund. Mm-hmm. Do you want to talk about the charity?
Well, we'll probably get to that in a second.
Yeah. So the unspeakable happened. Mm-hmm. And I read on your website, which is amazing, you go down, no one who has not been through this can even understand and imagine. And I know, Gavin, you've always been a great writer and you really put it out there on the website, what you went through.
Well, I write it, and then Stacey proofreads it
because
and fixes
she, as
all
you told
the grammar
her, is the bravest
and the spelling.
Person that you know. So, yeah.
And, you know, we put on the website, phoebesfund.org, there's the full story. And we've become so accustomed to telling the story that, like, we have different versions. We've got a version where we can just get what happened out quickly, and we've got... another version where it gives a little bit more of the clinical reason of what happened, but the full thick details are all on the website. And it, you know, it's a long read, but if you really want to understand what people like us experience when they have a stillborn, I feel like it's a good representation of it. It's it's a sudden stop to something that you don't see coming. It is truly a blindside.
You had her room decorated. There was baby showers. You have always loved the name Phoebe. She was due. It was beyond her due date, and you were just waiting for your little baby girl to arrive.
Literally, we were like doing just like a Phoebe watch, like waiting around for Stacey to go into contractions.
All the listeners were excited, waiting for Phoebe.
Yep. And what was that?
Hospital bag was packed.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, and it really is something that is when after it happened, you know, our therapist talked to us about how people like us get PTSD, which at first I was like, well, that's like what happens to soldiers
war,
or something
yeah.
like that. Yeah. But it really does happen to somebody who has no emotional off ramp to deal with something like the loss of a child. When it just happens, you have a post-traumatic stress disorder where you can't stop replaying the event in your head. Going to that location is a trigger. You know, my wife and I have gone on to have another child, which is considered a rainbow baby.
A rainbow baby, yes.
Because it's the rainbow after a storm. And we had to go to the same hospital, to the same offices, you know, because that's where our OB was. And that was difficult.
It wakes you in the night. You know, you wake up from sleeping just with your heart racing, not even related to a thought. It's just your emotions and your neurotransmitters or whatever. I'm not sure if I understand that, but they're just going haywire.
Yeah.
Like yeah. If you're just joining me, my guests are Gavin and Stacey Ferguson, and we're talking about Phoebe's Fund. How soon or how long after Phoebe's passing did you seek counseling? And I remember having lunch with the two of you and talking about how horribly wrong your first counseling adventure went, which is how Phoebe's Fund came to be. And I think Stacey actually said it was the first time, ironically, that you actually laughed because the scenario was so absurd.
Yes.
It really was. So the way that most insurance companies work is when it comes to therapy and seeking therapy, you go on to try to find who's in your network. And for us at the time, I forget whose insurance we tried first, either mine or hers. The insurance listed three therapists for the whole area.
Wow.
And they were all family therapists.
Not like grief counselors?
Yeah. It was like what you take your kids to if you're going through a divorce.
Oh, man.
And
yeah. Wrong tools.
What's that? Oh, yeah. We couldn't get into two of them. Yeah.
Wait. And so how long? I think everybody heals, and I don't even know if that's the word, but when did you feel that you were ready to go talk to someone? Because I imagine you didn't want to talk to anybody at first, maybe?
Well, it's different for everybody.
Right.
We pretty much wanted to go maybe within a month.
Mm-hmm.
We
must have within talked. A month to see a therapist. I remember there was a time where we literally were like looking at each other and we were like, we need some professional help on this. We mm-hmm. we really have to seek somebody out.
Mm-hmm.
But after it happened, I wanted to talk to somebody immediately.
Help me.
Kind of. I wanted to talk to somebody who had been through exactly this to know that like this was survivable.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a word?
Sure.
Thank
yes.
you. See?
Right. Go Stacey.
And I did. And, you know, and for Stacey, it almost hit her later than it hit me. Like when it happened, there was that initial shock, and then she kind of went into like a self-preservation numbness, you know, where she had a slower coming out of like an emotional coma than I did.
And did you, because you have an older son, and there was, and you're sitting here looking fabulous, and you had him to consider. I'm thinking from the mom role, you know, you're dying inside, and something says, I have to move. There's this other wonderful person that I need to stay alive for.
Yeah, you couldn't just stay in bed and
as much
cry.
As you wanted to.
You had to get up and feed Connor and take care of him. And of course, I didn't want him. I mean, it was impossible to totally hide the sadness from him. And I didn't want to completely hide it either.
Well, because he also knew he was having a sister. And then mm-hmm. as you wrote, the sister didn't come home. And you finally did talk to him as well.
Mm-hmm.
So this a whole family is affected, not just a mommy and a daddy.
Oh, yeah.
And grandparents and everybody who was
and
so
it's
excited.
And it's not just who is immediately affected by something like this. It's also the ripple effect that it creates in a couple's life.
Mm.
Like we find now, almost 3 years later, that like we are still kind of like feeling reverberations from Phoebe's loss, where it's something you couldn't even foresee happening, or something that you couldn't even, you know, anticipate, because it's like, well, that sucks, and that wouldn't have happened to us if we didn't lose our daughter. You know,
and you took your rage and anger and turned it into Phoebe's Fund. So we're kind of bouncing around. But the counseling appointments were horribly wrong and not the tools you needed. And you personally were going, OK, we're not the only people going through this. And other people are coming up against this financial disaster and these people who aren't qualified to help.
Correct. And then we eventually did really luck out. And we found somebody named Lindsay Plummer, who is incredible. Mm-hmm. I mean, she is a she's specialized in grief trauma and grief therapy, and she's great.
Mm-hmm.
And so she kind of like introduced us, but she was, you know, out of
she was,
our insurance,
right? She wasn't
we had
covered.
To pay out of pocket, but it made us think that was really helpful to us. So if that was really helpful to us, and we were blessed enough to be able to afford that, what happens to the couples that can't?
Mm.
You know, like, do they just forego therapy
and figure it out on their own, if that's even possible. Yeah.
And we know couples who have, you know, and it made us think, like, well, what is something that we can do to help in a situation like that?
So you put together, you created Phoebe's Fund, and the main purpose of Phoebe's Fund is to provide families who have lost a newborn or lost a child to stillbirth with counseling.
Correct.
Which is just magical. And is it like 10 sessions, something like that?
So there's no set session right now.
Just a chunk of change.
It's just going to be, yeah. And couples, once Phoebe's flight happens and we have enough money raised, we'll be able to get the process going where couples can go to phoebesfund.org and apply.
So this is new.
This is brand new.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome.
And they'll be able to apply, and then we have a network of grief counselors that have, you know, that specialize in grief. It's not like what we experience. These are people that our therapist, who's a board member, and she says, these are the people that I know that are really good at this. They do what I do, and they're all over the area, so you'll be able to find somebody, hopefully, that's fairly close to you. And then you can go, select one, tell us which one you're going with, make an appointment,
awesome,
and we will pay the cost.
So Phoebe's flight is coming up, and talk about that. Folks can get involved. Folks can participate. It will be Phoebe's third birthday, and it's going to be a celebration and observance, a lot of fun, and funds raised.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be at Johnson Springview Park in Rockland.
Yep.
And which is beautiful. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been there?
I have, and I looked at some of the pictures. Yeah, it's one of those places. Oh, look where I've lived in this neighborhood for 20-something years, and look.
You live right by it?
Well, I live in Roseville. Oh. I mean, it's 5 minutes to anywhere up that way, right?
I thought you didn't know it was, like, right next to your neighborhood.
No, it's near-ish, near-ish.
And it's going to be on August 12th, as we've been saying. It's going to be in the morning. It starts at 8. Registration, you can show up at 6:30. Registration goes until 7:30. And there are four tiers for registering. One is for kids.
Mm-hmm.
One is for an adult without a shirt. Another is for an adult with a shirt. And then another one is for an adult with a customizable shirt. And that,
so cool.
That I think is really cool. So the front of the customizable shirt will say Phoebe's flight. And then you want to talk about what's on the back?
Well, on the back, we wanted this not to just be, I mean, this isn't just about Phoebe, but it's about helping people that have gone through a similar situation that we have. And so we wanted to honor other babies that have been lost. And so you can put the baby's name that you're running for on the back, as well as their birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
It looks like a runner's bib.
I love it.
On the back, but it's not a runner's bib. It's part of the shirt.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. It says here, this is an event for celebration, but also remembrance. We encourage you to personalize this experience, perhaps by wearing customized shirts or carrying pictures of babies you are honoring.
Yeah. So we did one Phoebe's flight before. And when we did that, we kind of did it just because it was within a year and we really wanted to just do something.
Yeah.
And we didn't obviously have the charity set up at that point, but we raised money anyway, and we donated it to Sutter Roseville, which is where Phoebe was born.
Mm-hmm.
They took that money, and they improved, because we talked to the hospital, could you use a donation? And they're like, of course. And we were like, what would you do with it? And they're like, oh, we'd give it to the chaplain program. So they built a prayer rock garden.
Oh.
Which is right by the maternity ward. And there's a plaque for Phoebe that's there. And another child that also passed is honored in that area as well. There's benches so that you can sit and just be quiet.
Reflecting.
You can have outdoor ceremonies if you want. There's a fountain. It's beautiful.
Awesome.
And then they also planted a lemon tree, because my wife and I, that's kind of like our thing. Like, we had like a lemon theme in our wedding.
Of course you did. Who doesn't? Come on.
And so there's a lemon tree that's down there too. And they also took the rest of the money and made a meditation garden for the cancer ward. And I think they even still have a little bit more money even left over still from that, which was 2 years ago, almost 2 years ago. So we did it, and it was a great event, but we just wanted to do something. Now we've got a focus, and we've got a purpose, and it's not just about community and bringing together families that have gone through something like this. It is also about raising money for Phoebe's Fund. But at that first one, it was really great, and I wasn't expecting it, to see people bringing signs that had their baby's name on it, pictures of their baby. Some people even had their own shirts made up, and seeing whole families, extended families, coming out. And I'm going to choke up a little bit. Whenever I think about it, it chokes me up. There was one woman who came up to me and gave me a hug, and she said that I've never been able to like really bring my child's picture out in public before. She's like, he's never been seen by people in a setting like this. And she was like, thank you for having like an event where people can come together who have been like this, where you don't get weirded out by seeing.
It's safe.
It's a safe place. And we're here because I know exactly how you felt, you know?
Let me ask you about that. Sometimes when people are going through something, whether it's cancer, whether it's the loss of a child, they want to go through it alone because, and I'm doing air quotes, no one can possibly understand what I am going through.
Right.
Do you, Stacey, either of you, both of you, do you get comfort? Was it hard at first to talk to other people who lost children? Because I know you have this entire network now. Is there strength there? Is there some comfort in the shared sadness that what you thought only you two are going through, people have felt exactly the same pain?
It was one of the, I mean, in addition to therapy, it was one of the most healing things to meet other people. And I would say the reason was because some people you met, it happened to them, you know, years and years ago. Mm-hmm. And you saw them with kids that they had since, laughing with their families, having fun, remembering their baby, not forgetting their baby, loving their baby just as much that day as they had years and years before. But living again, and when it first happens to you, you don't think you're ever going to laugh again or function again, let alone find enjoyment in life. And so it was, you know, such a refreshing feeling to see them.
Yeah, and you're there to support each other. Mm-hmm. So there's a text group that Stacey and I have, and at one point we had known different couples, you know, that have gone through a loss that was very similar to ours. And at one point, there was five of us that were all pregnant at the same time with our rainbow babies.
And it's the best picture ever of all these big mama tummies in every color of the rainbow. I'm getting goosebumps.
So, and six of us.
Six. So I had the idea of like, because we have a family friend who's a photographer. I talked to her and Stacey did too, and we said, what if we did this? You know, what if we all got together, all the moms pregnant, and each of the moms wore a different color of the rainbow, and then we had this picture, and then when the babies were born, we would get together again and then dress the babies in those colors. And we did it, and the picture, you know, has been seen all over the world. It's a very viral picture of hope after child loss. And I thought that's what it would have where it would kind of end, but we still keep in touch with those girls. It's been 2 years at this point. So over 2 years. And that feeling of leaning on each other for support really exists in our community. And that's another reason why I love that we have Phoebe's Flight, because if you don't know to reach out to people like this, or if you don't know to go to group counseling group grief sessions in the area, this is an event where you can come and meet somebody who knows how you felt, who knows exactly what that was. And that is a really great feeling to know, like, I'm not alone. I'm not alone in this.
Give the website, please, where people can find out about Phoebe's Fund and about Phoebe's Flight, please.
Phoebe's Fund is phoebesfund.org, and Phoebe's flight.com is where you can register. They all kind of go to the same place. And if you're not near a computer, you can text the word flight, F-L-I-G-H-T, to 73389. And text and data rates do apply. And that will send you a link so that you can pull up the website whenever you do have time.
Gavin and Stacey Ferguson. Gavin, of course, from the 106.5, The End, The Wake Up Call. You didn't need to go as public as you did with the loss of Phoebe. I sent the MP3 to my daughter, who was in Spain at the time, and the tears continued on the other side of the world. Anyway, you took up your platform that you have, your public platform, and you've done such good with it. So I commend you for something that was pretty hard to go through on a personal note and put it out there to share with others. And
we give all the credit to Phoebe, by the way.
Well, and I love how Phoebe, but we've got not a whole lot of time, but Phoebe's around. You just got a new pool. Who was the first one in the pool?
It was a Phoebe bird, which is a black and white bird.
And you went in front of the state. You went to the Capitol to fight for legislation. And who was on a tree when you came out?
Every single time I came out from one of those was
Phoebe
bird.
And different places, right?
Yeah. We see her all the time. And Stacey read a quote once that said, I know we're running out of time.
It's okay.
That said that a mother's natural instinct is to protect her child, and a grieving mother's instinct is to protect her child's memory. And by doing things like Phoebe's Fund and Phoebe's Flight and fighting for legislation for her, and we feel her alive. And that's we wouldn't be doing anything like this if it wasn't for her. So
she definitely lives on.
She lives on in us, and she lives on in this community and through every person who helps.
Stacey and Gavin Ferguson, thanks so much for coming in. Oh, the website one more time, please. We need people to know about this.
Phoebe'sFund.org, Phoebe'sFlight.com, and Phoebe is spelled P-H-O-E-B-E.
And we'll see you out at Phoebe's Flight, everybody. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.